This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
And now, here's your host.
He talks right, he knows his stuff, and he knows how to make a girl laugh.
Thank you! I'm here all week. Right, Chris.
Oh, hello there. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day, good night, goodbye. Hello, wherever you are around the world. Welcome along as we start on another international campaign, and it's the Euros again. I've got to say, UEFA hate us, don't they? UEFA, there's only UEFA that could make our first game of the new qualifying campaign against the team that beat us last time out. That's just typical UEFA thing to do. But I have got a guest in, because of course we're playing Italy in the first game away. So we're probably going to get, in fairness, you would think the hardest game out of the way first, but this is England, so you never really know. And I've got to say, I've got a guest in. I've just been playing Trophy Envy with him. He got out his replica Euro trophy. I found out he was a West Ham fan, and I just got my Premier League trophy out. And I was thought, we'll quit at that. But then no, he had to go and say that he's got a World Cup trophy as well. Italy, good evening. How the devil are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy? I'm doing good. Mwah. Anyways.
It's good to be on. I've been keeping track of you for a while. I love the network too, and that intro. Holy cow! I love the intro.
Thank you so much. You are very kind.
Thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
No, thank you for coming on all the way from America, of course.
Yes, sir.
And I will console myself with the fact that you like the intro when you've beaten us 3-4 tomorrow night. I've got your details in the description below for people to follow, but just tell people where they can find you, how they can contact you, and what you cover.
I'm Italy Jet. I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and WhatsApp. I do New York Jets content. I do Italy national team content as well. Let's Talk Sports. And then also I do Premier League on in West Ham. As you know, I got my all the West Ham stuff on my wall. But I do that on Let's Talk Sports and on the Stoop podcast. But and then we also the NR Hour. We talk to a bunch of athletes. Different types of athletes, legends, even that are in college football as well. Yeah. It's really cool. But yeah, I do that, and that's me, Italy Jet.
Well, thank you, as I say, for coming on. In which is like a mid afternoon over there, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir. It is about 1:39 p.m. Central Standard Time.
There's nothing like being exact, is there? Talking about not being exact, let's just talk West Ham.
Oh no! I thought I had a break from that.
you bring your trophy up, mate. I'm going to get my own back. joking aside, I quite like West Ham. I guest on quite a few West Ham channels. In fact, I'm on a West Ham channel next Tuesday night, but. It's funny because we've had a couple of good seasons at Leicester, a couple of fifth finishes. We won the FA Cup. I forgot about that one. And we've, you know, been in Europe for a couple of seasons. We got through to a semi-final and now we are struggling. Now, then you look at West Ham and they seem to be doing exactly the same, but like a season behind us. Moyes in, Moyes out, which way do you fall?
Well, I will say this. When we had Pellegrini, you know, it was kind of going downhill, but I wanted to give Pellegrini more time. Then they fired him and brought in David Moyes. And Moyes kind of helped us out for a while. All the props to him. But now I've been calling his name since January. So I want him out. He's not switching things up with his tactics. He's not playing his... You know, we spent so much money in the offseason. In the summertime, we spent so much money. He's not even playing those guys sometimes. He's not playing to their strengths. He's only playing them to their weaknesses. And sometimes they just don't even play. Or sometimes they come on at like the 80th minute, sometimes 75th minute, and that's it. Mm. It's time to move on. I'm happy he got us to Europe. I'm happy he's done so many things. But at the team right now, like right now, I don't see it. I want a new coach. I want to keep Scamacca here. I like the Ings, what they brought in with Ings. Yeah. I still think that this could be a really good team, even when Rice leaves. It's just, we just need to switch it up. These old tactics aren't working. We're too good to be in the bottom three. We should not be in the bottom three this year. So in the summer, I want there to be a change.
Fair enough. That could almost be me talking. It really, really could. I mean, look, you know, we are above you, I think, by 1 point or just even possibly goal difference. You've got played a game less. We're losing Tielemans in the summer, possibly Madison. I'll swap you Moyes for Rodgers. How do you fancy
that? No. I'd rather have Moyes. No. You keep Rodgers.
It's going to be interesting because, let's face it, there's been a raft of sackings this season, and it's going to be interesting to see because West Ham and Leicester have both stuck by their manager, which is a brave decision, in fairness, from both sets owners. Crystal Palace have just sacked Vieira. They've got in, you know, Roy Rogers back in. I mean, how? They'll be wheeling him on that pitch in the bath chair soon. But, you know, they've brought him on in. It will be interesting to see which of the two, you know, choices work. You know, if Crystal Palace stay up and one of us two go down, or we both stay up and Palace go down, it will be an, it's going to be an interesting game to the end to the end of the season. When, of course, we do play each other.
We do. We do. We play you here. It's weird with all these breaks and postpones and postpone games. I'm losing track. So there's like 2 weeks of no Premier League for me. So I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, this is interesting. But yeah, we play you in a few weeks and I'm excited. It's a big game for both teams. I think in the next five games.
It could be a deciding game.
I think the next five games for West Ham is really going to decide if we're going down or staying up.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, again, exactly the same. We are playing, I wrote it down somewhere, in our next run of games, and it's typical, I've probably thrown it away, but we're playing about five teams, all that are in and around us. And that's the thing. There's nobody breaking away, right up to 12th and Palace, anybody. So we have got that, I suppose. I'm grasping at straws here, but we're not being left behind. But we will see. Well, I did strike a deal with one West Ham group that if one of us is safe, we'll let the other one win on the last day if they need it. Do it, Germany, Austria. Let's do that.
But, oh, wow. Shots fired. I love it.
We've got the Euros coming up.
Yes.
It still hurts.
I bet it does.
I've run out how many years it is now since it was since we won it. I would say it's coming home, but it's taken a bloody long journey. I'll tell you if it ever does come home. How do you see that? I mean, before we get on to our game, I mean, there's yourselves, there's us, there's Ukraine, there's North Macedonia, and you believe you me, we'll come on to them in a minute.
Let's not. Yeah.
Oh, that's my saving grace. And Malta. How do you see the group playing out? Yourselves winning it?
You know, I was talking about this with Groovy yesterday on the show, and, you know, it's a big game. That's probably one of the biggest games in this whole 5-day period. England and Italy, and including the France and Netherlands, and that's going to be a very good game. But if we're talking about Group C, Italy should win this group. Yeah. Italy should win this group. I think England's going to be a second, and I think Ukraine is going to be third. North Macedonia is going to stay right there at fourth, and Malta is going to be last. Ukraine have a lot going on right now. They have everything going on. That's a big, it's kind of like a boost for them. Like, hey, we have something to look forward to after everything's going on. I could see them making a big push, but I don't like North Macedonia ever since the World Cup qualifiers. Like, I'm out for blood now.
Save your rants for about 5 minutes time. We'll get onto that. Like I say, I've got to be honest with you. Yeah, Ukraine. I mean, they were very lucky. So it's very unlucky not to go to the World Cup. I mean, you're talking about a Gareth Bale free kick and a free kick that went in off a Ukrainian defender. Apart from that, I thought they were probably the better of the two teams in that playoff semi-final. So they are very lucky. Now, I must admit, I did my preview show with Doug earlier in the week, actually, and we both had Italy coming first. No pressure there. And we both had North Macedonia fourth and Malta fifth. And this is where we differ, though, and this might surprise you, because it's one of those where I've actually put a caveat in, because I've got Ukraine as second and England as third. England as third. But it could go either way. It should be between one of those two games. But England, the form that we were in going into the Euros, has left us. You know, when we went to that Euros finals, we were just winning for fun. Then we sort of hit the Nations League, and I like the Nations League. I'd sooner play the Nations League than have some, you know, meaningless friendly, and no disrespect to San Marino, but what are we going to learn by going out and beating 5 or 6? All it's going to do is help Harry Kane, you know, score a few more goals.
Agreed.
So I think we're on the downward turn. And I think, like I say, Ukraine were unlucky. And all the neutrals, whoever they play, you, ourselves, Malta, all the neutrals are going to want Ukraine to do well. So I've got, like I say, a possibly Ukraine second and England third. But let's have a look at the game itself. And I want to talk to you about these two guys. Because, first of all, like I say, Gareth Southgate, there's been a... I'm a Southgate fan.
Okay.
Well, I was. Let me say I was a Southgate fan. Would I want him to come into Leicester to replace Brendan Rodgers? Not a cat in hell's chance. It's different being a national manager than it is to being a club manager. Being a club manager doesn't mean you're going to necessarily be a good national manager and vice versa. He wasn't a particularly a good club manager. I liked him when he came in because he said, like, I don't care what club you play for. If you are in form, playing well, you'll get a chance to be picked with me. And he started off with that philosophy. Now he's got his favourites. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious. And I accept, you can say Harry Maguire is the example. I accept that he's never let him down, although he's, you know, but he's been having a bad season for Man United, but he still gets picked. James Maddison, you know, how long did it take for him to get picked? And right. I'm not just saying this because he's a Leicester player. He's probably the best attacking midfielder in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. And I think he was only taken just because of the you know, press pressure. So this is probably going to be Southgate's last hurrah. We know his contract's up at the end after the Euro finals. How are the Italian fans thinking about Roberto Mancini, who, of course, did have a spell of about 5 games at Leicester?
You know, I'm going to go personal preference, and then I'm going to go what the Italians are thinking. Overall, the Italians are thinking first is, we don't like Mancini. We just don't. If he didn't give us the Euros, like, we would be more like, all right, call for his name. Because the World Cup, when you lose against North Macedonia and not get into the World Cup, it's unacceptable. I know Mancini has a long history of, you know, he's gotten fights with players, doesn't get along with players. Mm-hmm. His tactics are still the same, but I think for me, I want him gone. I've always wanted him gone. Yeah. I'm a big Conte fan when he was here, but I think we're on our last leg with Mancini. And I know you mentioned your lineup and who they brought up. I like, and I'm shocked I'm agreeing with Mancini on this. I actually really like what he brought up. And he also, DeMarco is injured, so he brought Emerson up from West Ham. So that's a great move. He's been doing very well lately because he's been consistency. But the Italians wanted a change in the forward position, all the fans, including me. And he has. He brought in some young guys. Chiesa, Nonto, you know, Scamacca. I think Scamacca needs this. He needs more regular playing time. Get Immobile out. I've been calling for Immobile not to be in the lineup, and he's finally out. I know Insigne is going to TFC, so he's not here. Bernardeschi the same way, but I think Mancini is trying to just see what he has with these young guys for these qualifiers, because he still has, like, I would say his midfield and his defense still has some, you know, little older guys with a mixture of young guys, which I personally like. But I think right now, I think he's just trying to feel it out. Even though I don't like him, and even though I don't want him here, I actually like who he brought up.
I mean, the question a lot for English fans with Southgate is that he has done well for us. You know, he's got us to, I think it was 4th in the inaugural Nations League. He got his 3rd in the World Cup, 2nd in the Euros. He's only got one thing left to do, and that is to win something. So he's actually probably been, since Alf Ramsey, and he only probably betters him because he actually won the World Cup. He's probably been one of our most successful managers, but it's hard being a national manager because everybody hates you. You know,
Rodgers
is only hated by West Ham fans. Rodgers is only hated by Leicester fans. Southgate hated by, 92 sets of fans. And he's not going to please everybody. So yeah. I do honestly think this is it. My problem is, though, who do we replace him with? For me, it's got to be an English manager. And then that is where my argument falls down because there's nobody there. If Mancini were to go, who would you mention? Conte. Who do you think would be the, who would be your choice to replace him?
Man, I'm looking. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a dream of mine, but I would love to get Carlo Ancelotti in here.
Wow.
Carlo Ancelotti is a dream, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's looking to go on a break, but I would love to get Conte in here back. Even just an Italian manager, I don't want to experiment. I think this team has a lot of great young guys, and I think we're on the up and up. But for me, I want someone who's got a lot of experience in Italy, who's got experience all over the world too. And I just want greatness back at Italy, just like what you want with England. You want greatness back at England. That's what we all strive for. To be for the national team.
He's just been waiting a hell of a lot longer than you have.
That's true. But hey, fairness to you though, you actually got in the World Cup.
Yes. Well, talking of that, you couldn't have led me any better into it. So thank you for that. How many managers, in fairness, would have survived that? Brad, who's one of my co-hosts on the channel, jokingly said, and there is a video up in the shorts on my channel, did a rant about North Macedonia, and it became a bit of a running joke. You've got a chance to get your own back, and I'm sure you will, but how did... I'm surprised that he didn't go after that. Not only did you not get to the World Cup, which happens, and it's happened to you before, right. It's happened to us quite a few times, but losing, I mean, if you'd gone out to France in the playoff or Holland, you'd have said, fair point, but North Macedonia?
All right,
playing one quarter of the bloody country, for God's sake. You're not playing the east, south, or west. You're only playing the north bit. What happened,
bro? I told my wife. I said I'm going to need 2 days. I'm going to need 2 days. Seriously, I told her I was like, this hurts me more than a lot of things recently that happened in sports. Mancini, I don't know what the hell he was doing. He kept putting in the wrong guys. He brought up the wrong guys. I would have put Balotelli in there instead of the Brazilian from Cagliari that he brought in. And Pedro, I think it was Pedro. But he made all the wrong decisions, man. And I'm going to be honest, hats off to North Macedonia. They wanted it more. They wanted it more, and we looked like we didn't want shit. So it's one of those things. Now I'm like, okay, we have to bounce back. We have to bounce back now. I don't know how he survived that. I don't know if he's slipping money under the table. I don't know. I don't know how. He is a lucky manager, because I would have fired him immediately. But he's here, and let's see what happens, sir.
I mean, do you think you went into it a bit like, oh, we're Italy and they're North Macedonia?
I think he had a big head. I'm gonna be honest, I really do think he had a big head. I think they over, in my personal opinion, I think Italy thought this was gonna be an easy win. Yeah. This was no big deal. Oh, we're gonna make it. We won the Euros, we're coming off high from the Euros, and we're just gonna squeeze on. It's just North Macedonia. Let me tell you something. Any team that you face against now, and if the World Cup has proven anything, there's a lot of teams that are coming. The talent is just not on the big dogs anymore. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere. Africa has proven that. Asia has proven that. And you can't underestimate anybody anymore. And that's what happened. We got cocky.
No, totally agree with you. gone are the days when we would turn up against these teams and win 5 or 6 nil. That said, in a couple of months' time, you have got a Nations League semi-final against the Spanish. So you've got a chance of a trophy.
Oh, I love the Nations League. I know it gets a lot of crap. I know it does, but I love it. I love an extra competition. Don't add any more because I love the Nations League girls and World Cup. Don't, FIFA, UEFA, don't add any more. But I love it. I think we have a chance to do something. But, you know, I Spain, they're a great team. They're a very great team. They have a lot of great young guys coming up. They're going to be just fine. They're going to be on a tear these next few years. And I'm scared of that. But
also, they had an absolute, well, not a dreadful World Cup, but they, you know, they lost to obviously Morocco on penalties. It wasn't a brilliant World Cup, so they've got something to prove as well.
I agree. You know, no, they have a lot to prove.
Yeah. I'm like you. I mean, if we didn't have the Nations League, we would be playing teams like North Macedonia, San Marino. And yes, we get those in qualifying. I get it. And that's another argument altogether. But what are we going to really learn? You know, if you were to play San Marino next week in a friendly and you might win 5-0, so what are you really going to learn? Nothing. Same with England. You know, if we played, but playing you guys, I know we lost to you and then drew with you and we lost, you know, and the same with Hungary. Mm-hmm. But at least it shows us the standard of where we are.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, it's all about who you bring up. If you're just going to bring up guys that, I mean, let's be honest, some of the guys that England brought up have been very questionable. I'm questioning Southgate's his players brought up. Exactly. So more how you feel about that. But it shows, though. It shows that you're going to take this seriously or not. Mm. Because the Euros is a huge competition, and it's one of the best. I love the Euros, and I think now – what Italy and England have the opportunity to do right now is to get things right and to get back on track.
Yes.
If you continue to do playing all these, calling up all these guys that shouldn't be there, then your fans are just going to revolt.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, when you look at the groups, the way they are set up, you know, with the grading and everything, you've got to say for England and Italy, if we don't make it, and I'm not saying that just because of the result that's on the screen, although it's great to be able to leave it up there a little bit longer.
Yeah, I bet it is, sir. I bet it is, sir.
Oh, you'll get your own back in a second. But we should be getting out of these groups, you know, and that's the thing. And it's a shame because I would like to see the likes of North Macedonia, Malta, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, all in their own group, and at least one of them get into it. But look, talking about the Euros, which we, as I say, it's only been 2 years because, of course, because of COVID, it didn't go ahead when it was planned. But when it did, we played you at home, and we haven't beaten you, as we'll see when we check the stats out in a minute. We haven't beaten you for last six times we played you.
Yeah.
And this one hurt. I mean, it came down to penalties, so it's always a lottery. Yeah. But when it came to penalties, were you really sat there thinking, "This is England. We've got this now. This is penalties."
Listen, I am a big believer in the moment. Like, how are the teams feeling in the moment? Who wants it more? Who is going to get that drive? And let me tell you something: when England scored that first goal, I was scared. I was scared. But I knew we were going to come back, though. I knew we were going to tie it. I just didn't know what was going to happen between extra time, the two overtimes, and also the penalties. Penalties, I mean, I'm over here sitting, and you guys bring on Jadon Sancho and Rashford just for penalties. I'm like, ah, crap. Yeah. Like, just for penalties. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Sancho misses.
You see, again, that's another sore point with me, because I think if you're going to do that, bring them on and give them 10 minutes just to run out on the pitch and what have you. Don't just bring them on, you know, literally to take a penalty kick. It never works. But
you got to admit, though, Chris, did you feel good when you brought them on just for penalties, though?
Oh, yeah, it was that. I mean, but then again, I've got to balance that up with this is England, this is penalties. Apart from one time when we beat Colombia, I think it was, under Southgate.
Yeah, yeah.
We shit at penalties. And, of course, then there was the argument, and I completely condone all the racist comments that were made against the players that missed penalties. They aren't football fans. They're just
agreed.
Idiots.
Agreed.
There's a lot of questioning about Saka going up to take the penalty. Now, I do know, again, I don't know what else you can do with penalties. It is what how you feel in the moment, because Gareth had been practicing penalties, and his top five penalty takers in practicing were the five that stood up to take penalties. So right. They'd been hitting, you know, the target.
Right, now, you're right.
Everybody was saying, like, oh, Sacco, he was only young. And I'm not blaming Sacco at all, because, like I say,
I've only
ever taken a penalty in a five-a-side semi-final and I missed it. So, you know, I know how it feels. But if you're big enough and good enough to be playing for England in a European final, then you're big enough and ugly enough, if you like, to take a penalty. You really are. I think it was just unfortunate. I mean, look, even Harry Kane missed one in the World Cup. So again, penalties. It happens. I've got to say though, this isn't a major dig, but well, it is in a way, not against you personally, but just against Italy as a team.
Okay.
You do go down easily, don't you?
What we do or don't.
You do. I mean,
yeah.
Not only, I mean, that incident, I'm not sure it was in the World Cup, I think it was in the Euros, where your player went down in the box, tried to claim a penalty, his teammate went on and scored, and he suddenly felt brilliant and got up to celebrate. I mean, for me, VAR should be looking at that post-game and giving him a red card, basically, for cheating. But
yeah,
you should have been down, in my opinion, and it is only my opinion, to 10 men when, I forget who it was now, but pulled Saka's shirt back as he was going down the wing towards the end.
Yeah. I have no comment on the first one, but the second one had actually...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It actually really surprised me that he did not get a red card. But I honestly didn't think it would change anything, though. I think we were just on... See, Italy... I want to say something about, like, Italy. People said we had it easy. The people said our whole group was easy. Going to the final was easy. Listen, it's hard to win a championship, whether you're playing any sport. It's not easy to win the whole entire thing. You're going to go through ups. You're going to go through downs. And everything was just on our side this whole time. Like, we just believed. Just like England, they believed. You guys thought it was going to be your year. I thought it was going to be our year. That's what we love about sports. But that's what I'm gonna say about that. But Chiellini, I thought he was gonna get a red. I really thought he was gonna get red. We dodged a bullet. But the other one, I have no comment.
No. I'm being a little bit tongue in cheek because
you do that. This is your show. Chris is your show. You do it.
Short of calling you cheats. But then
I could just do this.
Yeah.
All of Chris.
If you're going to do that, then I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to play this for you.
Okay.
I will look for you.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, I don't know if you're a Taken fan or not, but...
Oh, I am. And good luck finding me.
Oh, I have a certain set of skills that...
You do? There you go. Hey, I love it. I love the confidence.
Can
I ask you a question, Chris?
Of course you can. Of course you can. Okay. I just want to say hi to Anthony, who's come in, by the way.
Good.
Well, come along, Anthony. But no, do carry on. So,
the World Cup, Euros, Nations League, when I come on these shows or when I host a show, I always ask people this question: what means more to you, the World Cup, Euros, or the Nations League? Because you're from England, born and raised, and this means a lot to us because, like, I have roots in Italy. I'm Italian. Italy actually means the world to me. What means more to you out of those three competitions?
Well, first of all, they would all come in second place to the Premier League.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Which that's that trophy. I know you've not seen that before at West Ham, but that's the Premier League trophy. One all. out the three, I mean, anything would a win full stop would just be brilliant. We've got to sort of, you know, rely on the ladies to win anything for us at the moment, but it's got to be the World Cup. Because it's been so long since we won it. I mean, it's just, thank God for that fourth goal, and it wasn't that, you know, the one did it cross the line that decided it. But if we'd won two or three since then, but we haven't. And I can't see, like you say, with the emergence of the African and the Asian teams, I can't see necessarily when we are going to win one. But... Mm-hmm. And I don't think, you know, you say you had it easy. You can only play who you have been drawn against. You know, and we got to the semi-finals when Croatia knocked us out 2-1 in the World Cup in Russia. Mm-hmm. And we said, oh, well, you had an easy group. Well, we didn't pick it. You know, but what about yourself? I mean, you know, if you had to say now, you could win the Nations League. You could beat Spain, then go on to beat Holland or I can't remember who the fourth team is now. So you could win the Nations League, or you could win the Euros and win that back-to-back, or we'll give you a World Cup in 2 years' time. Which would you take?
You know, I am... man. It's hard because...
hard when you keep winning, isn't it, things, you know?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's a struggle because of the World Cup has a bad taste in my mouth the way we lost. So I still have a bad taste in my mouth after we... After
you mean that game?
Yes, that game, Chris, that game. No, I'm going to be honest. I think the Euros means more to me. I love the Euros to death. It's been one of my favorite competitions. Nations League's fun. I mean, I love it, but World Cup is there too. World Cup, you know, you get to face against anybody and everybody, and it's a great competition if it's handled correctly. Just like the Euros, if it's handled correctly, it's a great thing to watch because when you're in Europe, you're the champions of Europe. It's like the Champions League. You're the champions of Europe. That means a lot to me. But if you're champions of the world, that's really cool too. But I think it's cool both ways. But I'm going to go Euros.
Right. Fair enough. Now, any England fans maybe should sort of turn away for the next 10, 15 minutes because we're going to be looking at some stats. And they don't read, unfortunately, very good for English fans. 27 times we've played you. I mean, to be honest, in fairness, I mean, we've won eight. There's been eight draws. You've won 11. I thought there'd be a bigger gap than that.
Me too. You know, but it's not.
But it's not. But again, you know, it's like watching and saying, well, Man United have beaten Watford so many times. But, you know, when 80% of those are under Ferguson, it kind of dilutes the water. We're going quite a way back, I think, with those. We've not played you for a while. But, yeah, it's a lot closer than I thought it would be. And then we look at the next slide. I don't know how we are the fourth best team in the world at the moment.
I don't get it.
Absolutely baffles me, especially after the Nations League. But... we are still fourth. You're seventh there, so you're actually sort of behind us. It counts for anything, but you know, at the end of the day, you are where you are, aren't you? I suppose.
Well, I mean, and also you guys went to the World Cup. That also means a lot too. Just because we won the Euros, and even though we're in the semifinals in the Nations League, the fact that you guys went to the World Cup and actually did pretty good, it's going to be like, what have you done for me lately, right? Yeah. So I think that's why you think you guys got the edge on that perspective.
Yeah. Anthony says there, that's not bad, really close. We'll make it 9 wins. I hope so.
Cheers, Anthony. Cheers.
He's an Arsenal fan, but we like him.
I
don't know. Again, they've got Kane there as our most expensive player and current market value at 108 million. Borelli, who do you say at 58 million, he's your sort of most expensive or most valued player?
It used to be Jorginho and it used to be Marco Verratti, but Barella, I mean, he's a world-class talent. He's doing really good with Inter. They're in Champions League football right now. They just went to the next stage. If I'm looking at everyone on the list right now, I think you're close to is Donnarumma.
Yeah.
Verratti. And yeah, I would say Barella. Barella, he's solid. He's solid. Him and Tonali.
Any chance of Donnarumma getting injured before tomorrow night, do you think?
Who?
Donnarumma, did you say?
Yeah, Donnarumma. I'm still sore about AC Milan's situation. So, but no, we have a good backup. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, damn. We can't. You see, I'm just grasping at straws here. This is a bit more worrying because the last 6 times that we have played, we've never beaten you. And it does go back to, we haven't played each other that often because it goes back to 2014 in the World Cup. A couple of friendlies in there.
Yeah.
Which is okay with the friendlies. But you've won 3, we've drawn 3. It's all about confidence going into a game. And I wouldn't want to show in the England players that before they went out on the pitch.
And also, what Italy's experimenting right now. So it's going to be one of those things where you might catch us at the right time. So we should win this game. But if you catch us at the right time, you guys could definitely win this game. And look at the stats right here. 3-3. Shoot. Yeah. It's going to come down to the wire tomorrow night because I think it's one of the most – it's going to be one of the most watched games through these next 5 or 6 days.
And it's a – because this – for England is probably should be our hardest game away to the group favourites. For you, probably the second, because you might be saying, well, it's just, you know, same when we go to Wembley. But if both teams want to get off and get to a good start, obviously.
Right.
Is this, how will the fans react if Italy were to lose this one, especially with it being at home?
Mancini will get fired maybe hopefully by Friday.
Really?
That's how we feel though. I mean, we're a good team. We're a good team. It's just we've just been very unlucky lately and it sucks. And I think it's gonna hurt a lot. But I think it's all about if we can bounce back, right? When you lose or tie, it's all about if you're gonna be able to win or tie the next game. And right now, we have a chip on our shoulder. We do because of how the way the World Cup things ended. So we'll see.
You keep mentioning that. Let it go.
I'm not letting it go because that's how it's been done lately. That's all about lately. It's all about what you've done lately. So
how did the song go? Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
In fairness, I was on Talk Sport on which is an English sports radio, well, the biggest English sports radio station in the UK, and I was talking about the game we got against Brentford, and the guy kept saying, yes, but you've won the Premier League. But I'm going, yes, but it was 7 years ago.
Exactly. See, now you know how I feel. It was 2 years ago.
But talking about showing your age, etc., and looking at the past. Antony says, and it's a fair shout, actually, but I would say my all-time favourite Italian player
was Baggio. Yes, the great Baggio.
Hang on a second. Just do that again. Just do that again. Let's just.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, a good. He, let's get this right. That was Baggio that came back in the World Cup, wasn't it?
So evidently there. So that, yes, you're correct. But there was two of them. But this was the more famous one.
Yes. So let's then have a look at our. Well, recent games. So Italy, you drew 0-0 with us in the Nations League.
Right.
I don't know what happened when you didn't turn up against Germany. They beat you 5-2.
Yeah.
You beat us 1-0, and then you beat Hungary 2-0. So apart from the Germany game, not bad form going into this.
I agree. Not bad form. But it is I think tomorrow he's gonna go back to the 4-3-3, three forwards, three mids, and the back four. It's just kind of what he's been doing since the Euros. Yeah. And if I was Mancini coaching this team, he needs to win this game at all costs, and he needs to do whatever it takes. You can experiment later on, but this is England. We won against you guys, and I think you guys have more like, oh, this is for the Euros. Oh, this is for the last few matches. This is not a game I would mess around with. Put your best players out there, and let's get the W.
Oh, as you just said then about, you know, not letting it go. I'm not letting it go that you beat us in the Euros, believe you me.
Hey, it happens, right?
It happens. I mean, looking at England's form, we have the ding-dong game against Germany, a 3-3. We then had some World Cup games, which, of course, you were able to because you got knocked out by... a quarter of Macedonia, but we beat Iran 6-2.
Yes,
but then again, that's one of those games that you go. But in fairness, it was Iran. You know, we drew with America. We beat Wales. We beat Senegal, and of course, we lost to France on the penalty. So, I think, to be honest with you, with a prediction, I think both of us would probably be happy, or would you be happy with the draw? I would take a draw right now if you offered it to me. But then again, it is the away game.
I would say for me, if I was a fan and what I do, content and stuff, for me, that's not good enough. But I think for Italy and Mancini, I think it's good enough for him to live another day. If it was a tie, because you guys are a good team, I'm always going to tip my hats off to England. So if you can get any type of point out of this type of game, a tie or a win for both teams is exceptional.
Yeah, no, I would definitely. If it was at Wembley, I would expect, not necessarily think we would get it, but I would want to get the win. But I think because it's away, the opening day. I think a draw would be for England would be a good result. For Italy, I'm not so sure about.
It just depends
at the players that you've got missing.
I knew you were going to get to this list.
Well, it's not looking too good, particularly for us at the moment. We've yet to see Madison on our list, but I'm sure he'll manage to get himself injured between now and kickoff. I'm sure. but Barucci is doubtful. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the other names because I'm absolutely useless at pronouncing names. So
it's okay.
Talk us through that.
Well, I think for me, you know, they brought up Emerson, so I'm happy with that. For DeMarco, Ivan Provedel, he's a young guy, but it's just one of those things where he's out. I don't think it's going to cause a big stir or anything, but Leonardo Bonucci, he did not bring up Mancini from Roma. So I am concerned about that part, because if Bonucci's usually a starter, and so is Chiesa is going to hurt more in my personal opinion, than DeMarco, Provedel. But having Bonucci and Chiesa out, it's going to be a big one. But Bonucci, he's lost a step. I think he's only there because he's just a big name. He's a captain, but he's slow. He's slow. He's not what he used to be. So,
yeah, no. I mean, looking at it from our point of view, I mean, Marcus Rashford to me is the biggest loss there.
Oh, for sure.
He's on great form at the moment for club and in fairness for country. Nick Pope was.
I love Nick Pope. I'm a huge Nick Pope fan.
I felt sorry for him with the final, but then again, he did have a rash moment when the blood rushed to his head, and he missed the Caribou Cup final. But yeah, I don't think he would have started anyway. Okay. I think we look at the fact that it's going to be Pickford. Although having said that, for me, and this will please Anthony if he's still in, for me, Ramsdale should get that starting lineup. The Arsenal goalkeeper, you know, his team's top of the league. He's had some amazing saves. And for me, it would be Ramsdale, but we know he's going to go for Jordan Pickford. And Mason Mount, at the end of it. I mean, we've called up Fraser Forster as a replacement. I don't think he's going to see any action, like I say, to be honest with you. My interest there, I've got to be honest with you, obviously, is with James Maddison. And I'm always torn with these. I don't know how you feel when West Ham players are called up for England. I don't know what happened at the World Cup because he got injured just before. Our medic said he was okay to play. The England medic said he was okay to go. He went. He then couldn't play in the first game because he was injured. Wasn't ready for the second game because of match fitness. By the time it came to the third game, you don't change a winning combination. And that's why he never got in. He then somehow magically got injured at the end of the World Cup before he came back. and I just wonder, I mean, we know Southgate doesn't rate him or like him. And look, I don't have a problem with that because I think, you know, when you're a manager of, you know, David Moyes, Brendan Rodgers, they've got 25 players to choose from. You know, these national managers, they've got, well, anybody with an English passport for Gareth Southgate. when you do, you've got that huge, you know, pond to fish in, if you like. Now, I'd sooner him come out and say, look, he doesn't suit the style of play that I want. You know, I want to play this way. And some players, you know, if you want to play a certain formation, and they don't play for that for the club week in, week out, they will struggle. And I wish he'd just come out and say that. But, you know, if he doesn't play, whilst I would be disappointed for him on a personal level, from a personal level for me, great, because it means he'll come back fit, hopefully.
So,
do you feel where the same with West Ham players?
I actually agree. I actually think England should have went with Chris Ramsdale. I have been saying that for a year, and I think because Pickford, I mean, he's a good goalkeeper, but I think Ramsdale is far what Pickford's doing right now. Overall, I'm going to say with Italy and West Ham, if we weren't such at this bottom of the table, then I would say no. I don't like when they get called up. But since we won our conference game and we haven't played in the Premier League for almost 2 weeks now, yes, we need some consistent playing time for our big time guys. And that feeds over to the Premier League matches. It's going to fire them up. And I think the only thing that I would be worried about, like you with Leicester City, correct? Injuries. These next 5 days, it's going to be an injury thing. But for me, seeing that we're in the bottom three, we have we have a chip on our shoulder. I like the consistent minutes that these players are going to get with their national team, and I think it's going to be good for West Ham, as I'm thinking right now.
But we know that in reality that Is it? I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I can't presume Declan Rice has been picked. I'm not 100% sure. But
I didn't see him. Did you see him? I don't know if I did.
I want to think that we did pick him, but I've got a bit of me that thinks we don't. But I've got to be honest with you, he's the only West Ham player I can think of.
You had Calvin Phillips. Calvin Phillips is there. Oh, is it? Ain't that funny?
Well, yeah. Well, you could laugh at a few of his choices, couldn't you? But I just know that he's going to come back and be injured, and then we won't have him for the next four or five games, and we're buggered without him, to be honest with you. Chris says there, I'm intrigued to see Donato for Italy.
I am a huge fan of him. I have been a huge fan of him for a long time. The Italian fans, the Premier League fans, because I know a lot of Leeds guys, they are actually like, why are you such a fan of him? I just think he's really quick and he's really good on that left side. His ball skills are great. He controls the field really well. And he's just a young guy that I'm excited about, just like Scamacca. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he presents himself with the Italy national team.
Blue Kate is in. Good evening. And I have to explain, because you knew that isn't her porn name. It's just literally because her K is in blue background. And we've got a couple of Kates, but she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind it. I'm not sure what that says about her. But
eyebrows, right? Gotta get the what's up with it.
Yeah. Oh, I must check through my porn collection. No, I don't. I'm joking. I shouldn't say that live, should I? But no. Anthony says Declan Rice will be an Arsenal player. Anthony, look, this is an Arsenal player. They do this, Arsenal fans, don't they? You know, I'm sure they've got a picture of him somewhere that they've shot arted onto his head onto an Arsenal shirt. They did it with Madison. They did it with Tielemans. They do it with everybody. Yeah. It keeps them happy. Gives them something to do during the international break.
It's one of those things where rumors are going to be rumors. I have heard a lot about Rice going to Arsenal. It wouldn't shock me, honestly, if he did. Yeah. But he is one of my favorite players. I have an autographed shirt of him as well.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's one of those things where I am ready to move on from him. He's ready to move on. Yes. And I think it's just best for both parties.
I am exactly 100% the same with Tielemans. I just want him to go now we can move on without him. Look, Arsenal are going to probably win the Premier League. And I don't know, in a way, I want them to, because they haven't won it for a while and it means Man City aren't going to win it again. But then I'm thinking, how many years are we going to have of Arsenal fans going, we won the Premier League?
Hey, man, watch out for Man City, though. Who knows?
You can't write them off. But basically, look, thanks so much for coming on. It has been a pleasure. It always is to do these, because it's great. You have a bit of banter. And we can wind each other up. I didn't mean to click that. I do apologize.
Go get it.
Look, no, thanks so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. No, I'd say good luck to you tomorrow, but you know, I wouldn't mean
it. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
And it's like saying good luck for the rest of the season. I don't mean that either, because I want you to fall.
It
means one more team. And look, if we're going to go down and you go down with us, we share the agony. Like I said earlier, your link is in the description below to your Twitter and to your YouTube page. But do give a shout out again where everybody can find you.
I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and Snapchat, Italy Jet. All my channels are on YouTube as well, Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me with football and soccer, but I like to say football because that's just me. But thank you guys. Thank you for having me on. I've been a big fan of you guys for a while and your network. I appreciate you. I'm Italy Jet.
Thank you very much. Let me just, and I've got to say, I presume like a lot of Americans, you must have some Irish blood in you. You got the Irish flag behind you.
No, it's all Italy.
No. That definitely, maybe it's the TV screen. And I did just have to Google Irish flag to make sure I wasn't going to make myself look stupid.
That, I love it. I love it.
It man. Definitely looks like it's green, white, and orange from where I'm sat.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all green, white, and red. So West Ham, there's a West Ham one, and then there's an actual flag. And
yeah. I believe you. Come on. It's like, well, like you say, it's not the Mexican one, is it?
That's the thing. No, sir.
But no, thank you so much. It's been a laugh, and I do hope you stay up, West Ham. I don't have anything against West Ham.
Me neither.
I hope at the end of the day, the last game of the season, it's just we can just knock it about and have a bit. Oh, no, see Kate. There we go. Lovely woman. Looks orange on my screen.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what's up. It looks red to me. I don't know. All Italy, all the time. That's why I'm Italy Jet.
Yeah. He says that. You know, tomorrow night he's on the preview for the Ireland game.
No. This all the time.
I know. All the best, mate. Thanks for coming on. I'd even say let's hope football is the winner, but I don't. I just want England to win. So
me too, in Italy. Wish you best of luck with Leicester City. I want them up too.
Yeah, brilliant. Like I say, let's hope we can both do it. And let's do this again for the return match when we play.
Definitely.
All the best, mate. Take care.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot to Italy there. I'm thanking the country, isn't it? Thank you so much for coming on all the way from the good old US of A. It looked horrible. It was orange, wasn't it? I mean, I'm sorry. If you were to put Donald Trump in front of that orange bit of that flag, you'd lose him. You would not be able to go, where's Trump gone? That's how bad it is. But we're going to be back. We've got a new channel coming up. We're going to be back in about, Kate, look out for this, in about an hour's time. We're going to be doing the Eurovision. I'm going to be rating Molly May's English version. English Eurovision song. So join us for that and the new channel. I'm going to put the links on the Twitter and everything. And if you subscribe, it's Eurovision Making Your Mind Up is where you can find us, or Making Your Mind Up Eurovision. I'm not sure which. But do come over and join me for the first one of those. And I'm going to be back for the watch along tomorrow night from 7:30. No, that's my appointment. 7:15 tomorrow for the live watch along, when you can see England traveling to Ireland to play. To Italy to play them. Let's hope we can get some revenge. Come on, you Lions! Thanks very much. All I'm going to do is say thank you for watching on Leicester Till I Die TV, Twitch, and YouTube. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much for lending me your ears. And as always, at the end, all it leaves me to do is say, here's Arnie.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.